we live. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Walk along. Big money wine. Oh man, we have got to invest in one of those.
Yeah, we gotta. You gotta get one of them sound buttons. We gotta get one
of the sound buttons. I gotta get a real mixer. Anyway, welcome to the cut. Got a regular cast of characters. Mine is the bad guy. He got a honey-do list to do today. I don't know what that entails, but he told us, he was like, yo, I got to fix the doorknob and the dishwasher, so I can't take it.
And some light bulbs, and light, you know, we gotta pressure wash the porch. And, yeah, you know,
man, look. It be like that outside all day, because I used to wonder, like, man, why no one want to do all that? But as a homeowner, you realize, like,
yeah, just the lawn. The lawn is an every constant. You are constantly going to be out in that lawn. If you want it to look nice, it's a constant effort to try to make it look nice. And I honestly gave up.
I have failed.
After Dave left, I was like,
oh yeah, Dave was like the yard. Like, he could speak to the grass and it grow and all kind of stuff. Yeah,
I keep the grass up. Oh man, you are not. You need to water your grass 3 times a day. And also, you need to put down some. I got some lime into my trunk. I'm gonna put this down. Like, I can't do it.
And he would come up. He would tell you, okay, so you need these three chemicals. Mm-hmm. Now, when you mix them, mix one parts to two to three. Uh-huh. Put in about a gallon of water, and then spray your lawn down. Water it, spray it again, and do that every 3 days.
Yeah, right. Then when you ask him when he leaves, you're like, Dave, man, my weeds out of control. He's like, hey, I'm gonna send you this list. I want you to go pick up these chemicals, and then you need to do it yourself. He's like, the hell you say?
Dave, hey, you are my yard guy. Like, yeah, that's why I'm calling you.
Exactly. I'm calling you. You need to do this. Can't.
I'd be like, yo, bro, I ain't got time for that yard like that, bro.
That's right, man. I got the essentials. You know, I got a rake, you know, regular lawnmower, an axe. You know, I got a good little mix, a little push broom. You know, a nice little mix of, you know what he's doing, but he don't know everything. Yeah. But yeah, some stuff I just don't have. I will say tools. Got drill.
To my house. Oh, man. It was shit. He like, hey, you got this? What's that? It'd be simple stuff. Like, Mike, you got a wrench.
Oh, what?
Wrench. I got a screwdriver.
Look, everybody got that little $10 tool set that you got from Walmart. They got like 49 pieces or so. You know, you can't really do nothing with it but basic stuff. But you got it, and you pull it out thinking that you're finna do some real damage. Mm-hmm. And you be like, man, I just wasted $10 on this thing. It don't do nothing.
Or it does just enough to where you get to the big project. You're like, this, because working on your car, you only really need a few wrenches. But it's the ones where you always have the one that come in a set that you're like, well, God, the one that actually goes down. Like, if it's a screw, like, okay.
I couldn't even change my fucking battery because of that. Because you got to have the extender joint. Because it got that latch that latches and keeps it. You got to extend the joint to get down there and wrench that thing off. So I went and bought a battery. Like, you need to install it. Like, no, nigga, I don't need you to install nothing. I'm a grown man. A battery? 20 minutes later. Yeah.
Hey, let me holler at you.
It was none of that. It was, hey, can you put this battery in? I'm over it. I take my ass up to Vance Auto Parts. Let that dude do that in 10 minutes.
I have been known to run by Advance and to borrow too. Like, yo, bro, do y'all got this, this, or this? And they be like, yeah, we do. Hold on 1 second. Get to me. I crank that thing off, huh? Here you go. Thank you so much.
Advance Auto Parts has the tint to make it. They got that tint on their windows to make them look like they always closed. Like, every time I ride, I think they close. I do this shit on purpose. Like, as soon as you walk in there, it just smells like oil and like disappointment, like failure.
Not even failure. It just smells like somebody been working on cars all day.
Yeah.
All day.
Like, somebody in the parking lot has been in back and forth the whole time. Like, yo, I need a this or I need a that.
They just know that you suck. Like, you're not good at this. I feel like they just know, oh, yeah, this dude about to fuck something up. You go in and ask for, like, weird, exotic shit. They're like, you know what you do with this? Do you know what this is? Nope. Internet said I needed it, so here we are.
Well, it's fucked up when you call it the wrong thing or you don't know the name. It goes by the wheel. Brakes. I think that's it. Yeah. Brakes. Yeah, it'd be something simple. You'd be like, it's the control arm bar. There's no such thing.
What?
It is something similar to, it is like a control arm bar that is a thing, but I be saying it wrong. So
yeah. Nah.
Anyway, I guess we're going to get back on task and stop talking about
it. Please, let's get back on target.
And Advance Auto Parts. Anyway, so since the last time we spoke, Trump gone. That nigga is gone. Like, real gone. Like, he took the plane and left and did not come back.
Left half his shit in there. It's like, it's in the fridge. Like, yo! You still got clothes in the closet. Like, what the fuck? Man, get some trash bags.
Yeah. It's like roaches. He got roaches. It's like a pile of dirty clothes. It's like he coming back.
Heat on high.
Old trees in the vents. He trying to stank the whole place up. Like, come on, man. Stop playing. But no, for real. That nigga left.
You see my phone charger? He gonna be back at the warehouse. Like, y'all, I leave my phone charger in there.
With a box. Hey, I need my phone charger, my pictures, a Baron and Ivanka. Fuck the other two. You can leave. You can keep them. I don't want them. Oh, man.
And we found out why Lil Wayne was taking pictures and propping him up after he got that pardon. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. That was a who's who list. When that list came out, everybody was like, hey, who on there? Who on here? Okay, Wayne, Kodak. All right. Kwame, I was like, you know what?
Diamond and Silk did that. Diamond and Silk coming through in the clutch. I was like, I don't know what they're going to do now. They might have to actually start stripping with names like Diamond and Silk.
And I was looking, I ain't going front. I was looking for like Big Meech, Larry Hoover. I'm like, what's some gangsters on the list? But it turned out to be most of his people's. You got a case?
As you expected, most of his people. It was mostly Steve. Only people I knew was Steve O'Bannon, Kodak, Lil Wayne, and Kwame Kilpatrick. The rest of them cats, I was like, I don't know who the hell.
Didn't he pardon Blagojevich too?
Nah, that I know of. I mean, he might have. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I thought Blagojevich was out, though. I thought he was out after that whole selling the seed incident.
I don't know. I heard his name mentioned in passing, and so you know, I just figured.
What's crazy is Tiger King. Tiger King didn't get it. He didn't get it. He didn't make the goddamn. He didn't make the list. That dude had a stretch F-150 outside of the prison, waiting on him to get his part. And he gonna walk out. You know what I'm saying? In some goddamn rhinestone cowboy boots, something wild. And he was like, "I ain't make the list." He's like, "I'm too flamboyant. I'm too gay." And I speak the truth too much. I was like, is that really what it was? Is that really
what the fact that he just don't like your ass?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, like, the joy I brought to this nation in 2020, and you gonna do this to me? Look, Tiger King is here, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, the only reason y'all talking about me is because of me. Yeah. Ain't nobody talking about Carol Baskin.
That Tiger King COVID, that feel like a million years ago. Like, that's a different mic. That's a different world. that part of 2020, when Tiger King was out, we were fresh in the COVID. We thought this shit was like a vacation.
Yeah, Cass was like, I'm just going to chill at the highs. You know, man, this is a beautiful thing.
I'm like, oh, word? That we not, I don't got to go back. I get 2 weeks off of vacation? Oh, man, I'm chilling. Shit. Yeah, you know, 9 months later.
Still in the house.
We still in the damn house. Like, damn, okay.
Inauguration was everybody in mask, walking around giving dap from a distance.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. But that Michelle, boy. Hey,
I'm still out here.
Right, like, hey.
Right, came through with that maroon with the bell, like, oh,
Okay.
Where we going? Like, we going to after this? Okay.
Hey, she set it off in this motherfucker. She was like, oh, I'm going to let y'all know who still reigns supreme. Yes, you are the best dressed. Thank you.
Came in and sat on the front row like, oh, my bad, my bad.
I know.
My bad, wrong row. Force of habit.
You didn't know this. You didn't know I was going to stunt today, did you? You didn't realize what all that I was getting ready to do.
Then Bernie came through like, hey, that's the day. That's the day. I'm just going to head up there.
Do I need to follow? Can I wear a tie to this? I don't, you know what? I ain't going to wear no tie.
Look, that cat was sitting there looking like, yo, like he just didn't give two fucks. He was like, yo, I'm just, I don't care, bro. I'm about to die anyway, so fuck y'all.
I like the one where the meme that was like, Bernie looked like this was on his list of things to do today, but it wasn't his whole day. Like, yeah. Like, I got a podiatrist.
Yeah.
Now this, y'all need to hurry the hell up. Hey, just say your I do's and let me get the hell on out of here.
Like, yeah, it's somewhere else. Like, I got somewhere to be right after this. So I'm a when the camera cut away, I'm headed to my doctor's appointment.
Here you go.
Hey, everybody know that.
Yeah. Right. You start doing them hand signals, right? The hand signals mumbling and then you just bounce.
Do that little one and sneak on out.
I think it's only a black thing. Has anyone seen anyone white do the church finger?
No, I haven't. I've never gone to a white church before. Like, I went to a mixed church before, but most of the pastor was white, but most of the congregation was black. So I don't. That was weird. That was some weird times. I liked him. He was cool, but he would say sometimes. I'm gonna let y'all into my little church world for a second. He would say things that was like made you think that we might not be on the same team, you know, politically. Like, we got the same job. But your political motivations be like,
I'm going to head out.
Yeah, I'm going to head out on it.
Because I'm going to tell you what he said one day. He was like, we were talking about somebody got shot. It's so many black people got shot. I no disrespect to whoever it was that day, because it's just so many. I can't keep up. I don't know which one it was. And he was like, you know, if you just comply with the police, you know what, bitch.
Right. Oh yeah, that's that church get up where you know you finna be this, like, before I cuss this nigga out.
It's like, I'm here before he. Yeah, he was a good dude. You know, I'm going on a tangent. One of the funny things about his church service is that because he could play instruments and because he could sing, he would be preaching and then turn it into a goddamn song that he just made up. He just wrote. It's like off the top of his head. He was like, because you know, God, Jesus. I'm like, what is happening? Are you singing?
I thought you were singing. I thought you was wrapping it up.
I know we were wrapping it up. And then, you know, it's a whole song. And the choir would come out from the back. He'd wave them up there. And they'd start singing some song he made up. Just off the cuff, I'm like,
and that's the one where the choir director get on the piano and he starts ting 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 ding.
I don't.
Well, I've never heard this one. This is new for me. What? Now he wasn't the guitar playing type person. He'd be like, I love you, God. We're only here for your love.
He played the guitar. He played a guitar. So you knew if on stage, if his guitar, some
acoustic gospel going on.
The acoustic, it was about to go down. And he had his guitar up there. You knew he was getting ready to start singing. We were going to be here for 3 hours because that's, you know, church songs. Church songs are not, these are not 3 minute songs. These are 8 minute songs. You know,
get a good guitar riff going. Like, did he just say get a drum song? We're gonna be here all day.
He was dope though. He wasn't bad, you know, just sometimes, every once in a while. Anyway,
I did.
We got off, way off.
Bring it back.
So, inauguration, Trump's gone. I'm sure Trump. Do you know what it feels like to get a taste of something and then have that shit just snatched away from your ass just one day? I know Trump's somewhere mad than a motherfucker. Could you imagine being rich? Like, yo, I'm gonna let you be rich for a little bit, and then I'm gonna take all of it away, and you gotta take your black ass back to the projects. I'm sure that's how Trump feel right now. He like, yo, I was president of the world, Craig. And in the day, it's like,
yeah, but here's the thing, you knew this shit was coming. I'm like, it's not forever, because you know you had either 4 or 8 years. Not being taken away when it did, you were probably in your mind, you know, forever feel like, oh, that I should have been there right now, you know, fucking people. But yeah, in the end, it's like, you knew I was coming to the end, you know, you knew in the back of your head that this shit was over.
But my favorite thing is how he's trying to stay relevant, because that motherfucker said, I'm going to start my own political party. And we all sitting here like, please do. Let me get my popcorn first and start this. This is going to be good.
Here's the funny thing about Trump, though. Trump don't finish nothing. Trump is a fancy name and absolutely no execution. That's what happened with the COVID relief. The COVID relief is called what? Operation Warp Speed. And then we find out after Biden get in office, they didn't do shit. They were doing nothing. They had no plans. They don't even have it. It wasn't written on no napkin. It was nothing. And then what are your plans? What is your COVID relief plans? Get the vaccine, give it to people. That's pretty much it. That's my plans. I got to understand how this is hard.
They had this shit saved on the desktop under, you know, like unsaved.
Exactly.
Like, saved document. What
Hey, I had a plan, but then my computer crashed. I lost it, and I was like, fuck it. I don't.
Yeah, hey. It just went back to when I first started. You know how that shit.
Right. Hey,
I
was like,
you know how you know how you send a Gmail and it'll autosave? Yeah. I think he thought that like the plan was like auto-saving. And you know how you turn it, because you close it out thinking it's auto-saved, and you turn it back on and it's just gone forever? Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was, man. It had to be.
That's a fly shitter, man. Boy, I was about to kill it with this. Then you get it like, nothing in here says that.
Nothing. That or else, you know how like when you like either hungry, tired, or drunk, and you think something is the best thing ever? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you go to writing it down and shit like that. Then the next day, after you didn't ate, or after you didn't had a good nap, or you ain't drunk no more, you read that shit and you be like, what the fuck was I thinking? That's what that shit was.
I did a lot of my handwriting. I write some shit down. I don't even know if you can read this, because look at this shit. This is absolute scratch. No one can read that but me. And honestly, I can't even read but about 73% of it. Like, my handwriting is so bad that I have to remind myself of what words are. Like, what the hell was I trying to say? Is that Chiquita? I don't know what that is. I don't know what I was saying. I would write, I would get an interview and then like write notes of like things I would want to say or things I need to remember. And then I would read them and I'm like,
the fuck is this saying?
The fuck is this?
That was in the moment, right? I must have wrote that in the moment, because this makes absolutely no sense based on
okay. Moment. It said, tell them I'm I'm Gart.
Right.
Vart.
Right.
Miss,
why did I put that in quotes? I don't know. Oh, I was going to put that out loud. Oh, damn. Sorry.
Parentheses in this one means something different than okay.
Yeah,
I think the favorite thing for me that came out of this joint was the Coke button. That to me was probably the greatest thing I ever heard.
What was it?
Basically, Trump had on his desk a button that if he pressed it, a butler would come in with a Coke on a silver tray. And he wouldn't just come in with a regular Coke. It would be in a glass, but not just a regular glass. It would be in one of them wine glasses, you know, that they put on the white tablecloth type of tables for him. And he would press the button.
Sound about right.
Two things about the Diet Coke button. One, it was just a regular call button, but it's the most lavish ass call button you've ever seen in your fucking life. It is just a box with a red button on it and a giant presidential seal on a wooden box with a red button and a giant presidential seal on it. It's like really nice and elaborate. And he would keep it beside his phone. He'd be talking to people and he pushes his button and you just know. Some Benson ass, Fresh Prince of Bel Air ass, black butler would come in there and serve
his Coke, sir.
Here's your Coke, boss. And
It'd be one of the days. So I'm like, fire me. Fuck this.
Yeah, I know. I ain't going in there. His cracker ass is in there asking about some damn coke again. Hold on, let me get his coke. Hi, boss. How you doing, boss?
And the part that killed me was that, like, at first when I heard it, I thought that the man just brought him a coke. You know, just a nice cold coke can for him to, you know. No, this man brings it on a silver tray in a glass. And I thought it was just a regular glass. No, it was a wine-type glass that basically a brandy decanter full of coke.
Wow.
I'm like, bro, you can't just drink your coke out of can like the rest of us. Like,
when I heard of it, I thought it was a coke dispenser. I thought he had like a dispenser, or he had like a can, or he had like a refrigerator. No, he had a call button that someone would come in and bring him. Like, typically, I think Lyndon B. Johnson installed it, it was typically just like, hey, we need something. I'm calling someone in because I need something and I'm in the middle of an important meeting that I can't get up from. Can you bring me X, Y, and Z?
A natural real button for emergencies. Like, hey, something's happening right now. I need something right now. I need
somebody to grab this, this, and this. But Trump was like, it was all Diet Coke. And let me just say this about Diet Coke. I've never seen a skinny person drink Diet Coke. Like, I know they drink Diet Coke.
But remember, he was in perfect health. He was in the picture serene person of all health.
He loved fast food, which is another thing that I found fascinating about him, is that, like, you've got your own personal chef in his own personal kitchen with a full kitchen staff, and you like McDonald's fries and Big Macs.
He would eat Big Macs and fillets of filet of fish, which I might add is fucking disgusting. It tastes like a giant fish stick.
Like, dude, you eat
the bread. It's the bread.
You got a Michelin star chef in your kitchen, and you are eating
McDonald's
school cafeteria food.
And if David to that football team who came to holler at you, I would have been like, "Hey, I'm finna get back on the bus." Bruh, I'm getting back on the motherfucking bus. I did not, you know what I'm saying, like, leave college to eat college food. I forgot
that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite meme was they put the Hamburglar head on him while he was at the table with his arms open. That shit was funny. And I was thinking to myself, like, yo.
If I had a Michelin star chef, I would, like, task him. We're making like bougie versions of like simple shit. Like, I need you to make me gourmet oodles and noodles. Boom, you got 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do on like Top Shelf or some shit.
Oh, yeah. I want a strawberry reduction on a mashed peanut butter. Essentially, I want under a mashed peanut butter paste. Essentially, a peanut butter and jelly. I'd be on some bullshit. You know, I'd be like, fish fry this weekend. I want fresh. I want to hot out the grease at this time. Let's go.
Like, think about it. Like, I was like, yo, I'm pretty sure this chef could have mimicked the Big Mac sauce, right? And you could have had a Big Mac on like some real patties and real bread. Why would you not have that versus going to McDonald's and eating that bullshit?
I honestly am surprised that a person who lives the lifestyle that he lives is still out there in these streets. Like, I mean, the fact that you're eating multiple Big Macs a day, multiple fillets of fish, multiple McDonald's just in general, every single day, you've done it for years. You know what I'm saying? What is he like, 73, 74 years old? Let me just say this, and I'm taking this to a racial area because I'm about to talk about health. But if Donald Trump was a black dude, he would have died of a heart attack like 10 years ago. Like, he'd have been dead.
But at the same time, like, if he was living like Donald Trump was with the, you know, the unlimited resources, would he really?
I don't feel like we built to just abuse our bodies the way white folks do. I really don't. I feel like
I think think we are better built to do it. The difference is that, like, when we get a little pain in our gut, ooh, that hurt. Yeah. We just got to go put some Robitussin on it. You got to rub some Tessin on it. Yeah. Well, whereas they could be like, ooh, my gut hurt. Let me go check this out at the doctor. And the doctor tell them, you know, what's wrong with them. We don't get them options.
True. Well, and just a lot of shit we just don't look at it too. Like, chest hurt. What else? I just drank me a Pepsi and I burped and I like no, like is that acid reflux? Is it this? Is it that? Like, and I think to your point, we are built better, but we don't take it. Like if I like we have take great engines, yeah, we have great engines, but we don't take care of it. We don't get the regular oil changes, i.e., you know, doctor checkup stuff like that.
I like that better. I like that phrase better. That you know, you got a better engine. You know what I'm saying? You may have a six cylinder, but if you treat it like shit and never get your oil changed, it's gonna run.
Because right. I mean, how many of us have been having a conversation with an older black guy, and he told you about the time such and such hurt, and he drank something weird like a Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, ginger ale, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, and he was fine the next day, and you like, wait a minute. So your stomach was hurting so bad that you was bent over throwing up. Mm-hmm. You drank a Sprite, mm-hmm. and you thought everything was cool the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, no, didn't give two thoughts about it. You just moved on with your life.
Yeah.
So the funny thing about this, because I'm doing an episode on the Tuskegee experiment. And one of the reasons why they use Macon County, Alabama, is because they had a lot of black sharecroppers who couldn't afford to go to the doctor. They didn't have the resources because they might make a dollar a day and it costs a dollar a mile to have someone come out. So you would only see a doctor during emergencies. And this kind of stuff was ingrained. It's ingrained in the black community. This is how we live out here. Well, to this day, we still scared of the doctor. We don't fuck with the doctor. So they were saying stuff like they used to stick to doing home remedies. And I was like, yo, this is where this is the roots of this stuff. Because we couldn't afford it, so we had to find other ways. This is the roots of Robitussin and Sprite and ginger ale.
But a lot of that stuff was based on, like what they say, cod liver oil. Like, back then, it was disgusting. Nobody liked it. And, you know, like, I'll say two or three generations prior to, there was an actual, I don't even know how, like, a lot of people who didn't get out of, you know, third, fourth grade, some of my great-great-grandmothers, they knew to mix cod liver oil. So to this day, my grandmother told me, put some sugar on top of a red onion and it'll eliminate a lot of the congestion in your body. And by damn it, that shit works. Again, so I thought the same shit. Put some white sugar on top of an onion and the little liquid that comes off of it is what you drink. But that shit works. Like I said, it's a fucked up thing. But if you cannot afford Robitussin, you can't afford any type. I can't think of no other cough medicine. But if you can't get no Tussin, guess what? We're going to have to figure out how to keep you alive past 10. We ain't going to the doctor. And the cod liver oil. How much is cod liver oil if you go into a store right now? Because right now they say it's high in omega fats and good cholesterol, but you hated it as a kid, but now you look back like, that might have been a good idea.
I remember, man, one, all the things I used to do, like prune juice. My mom gave me onion. She gave me onion juice one time because I was sick. It was the juice from an onion, and I think she might have put a little sugar in it. And when I tell you, this was one of the worst things I ever tasted in my life. And my mom made me drink some nasty shit, you know, like prune juice. Like, she would just be like, You backed up. Drink some prune juice. Whoa. Did I say I was backed up? I'm good. I feel as though I'm pooping on a regular damn basis. Nah, you need to get cleaned out. Why are you doing this to me? What? Where is this coming from? Did you have a bad day? What did your boss do to you? Anyway.
It worked, though.
Hell yeah, it worked. I'd be blowed out, man. That'd be my whole weekend. My whole weekend be pooping. Like, that's not fun.
Yeah, they're probably going to do that to you.
I'm eight. Anywho, so openly black. So recently, Don Lemon was on the show with Cuomo. Chris Cuomo.
Cuomo.
Cuomo. One, I didn't know it was two of them niggas. And two, I was like, so he the mayor and a reporter? Like, how did that? He like, are he a governor?
Like, I thought he was how he in two places at one time. He's like, kind of talented.
I didn't know that. Genius. But so, anyway, Don Lemon is recently, he been better. At first he was on that some old Van Jones shit. We was about to put him in the Pop-Tart charts. But lately, he's been doing better. He's been trying to redeem himself. You know what I'm saying? I guess at some point, he just stopped giving a fuck and was like ripping Trump. And anytime you do that, that better put a smile on my goddamn face. Anyway, so he was in an article. The article was like, Don Lemon, who's openly black. They're like, what the hell is openly black? What does that even mean to be openly black? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that like, is Van Jones not openly black? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that your political affiliation? Is that how you conduct yourself? Is that how you speak? Like, what do you,
they didn't really. It's a cutesy word he made up for how he feels personally. Like, people say, like, not put in the same category, like black girl magic, you know, young man smile, just something that's like tied like together. That's about you personally, but it's not like, why are you openly, are you trying to say I'm openly gay and black? Is that what you're trying to say? I don't know. It's one of the things I'm just like, oh God.
Well, no, what happened was is Don Lemon, he kind of shifted this past summer with the whole BLM stuff. Yeah. And, you know, he was on the side of, yo, these my people. So unlike some of the other, you know, black people who may have took a different path or treatment of the situation, trying to stay objective and shit like that, Don Lemon was like, nah, fuck that. That shit wrong. This is what need to go down. And basically, since that time, I think his ratings started going up. And he found out that, like, hey, bro, if you be authentic and you be who you are, people will tend to like you more.
They will.
And so now he is fully on the bandwagon. Now, don't get me wrong. He ain't all the way left field gonna basically march with the Black Panther type of situation. But he is, you know, fighting a good fight for the people.
He about as good as you're gonna get on CNN. Like, I mean, given their track record. I mean, nothing against CNN. CNN tried to be unbiased, but CNN gives a platform to people who have no platform. That's my biggest knock on CNN, is that you don't allow Trump to say something wild and then have Rudy Giuliani on as a guest and then have four panel people discuss the validity of something of like, whether or not there's election fraud, election's been stolen. We know that doesn't have any validity. You don't have to discuss it. You don't have to bring Giuliani on. Just say this shit is foul and then you can move on with our motherfucking day. Like, don't spend all day talking about something that we know is wrong. That don't do that. That's injustice to your audience. Because it makes it seem like this stuff there's some truth there because you're discussing it. So it must be.
Well, see, that's the way what happened is just being 100% honest with you, the commercialization of news is what got us in the predicament to where we are in today, because mm-hmm. there used to be an ethics in journalism and in actuality, when I guess when Ted Turner first started CNN and all of his stuff, CNN was actually a money loss leader for him. Because it just reported the news. So it wasn't making any money. Right. Turn around now, if the newsroom is not making money, they looking at scrapping stuff. And so that's where you get the whole focus on bullshit, because that's what get eyeballs. Not intelligent eyeballs, not in eyeballs that want to learn or do anything like that. It just gets eyeballs.
Yeah, because I was looking into something a couple years ago, and they were talking about how I think it was same time around the time Ted Turner had CNN, all of the major, like NBC, CBS, ABC, all of their news divisions were purchased by companies who then pretty much to turn a profit made them how they were. Because, you know, somebody told me a long time ago, it's a 24-hour news cycle, but there's not 24 hours worth of news out there. So mm-hmm. after a while, it becomes like, so what did he say? I mean, we just what?
Well,
it became a bunch of just talking heads.
Well, actually, there is 24-hour news. The problem is that 24-hour news is so boring. Because think about it. Let's look at Trump's tax bill or Obamacare or the hell, the stimulus that they just passed or whatever. Do you know really how boring it is to talk about a 2,000-page bill? That shit is really boring. Now, you know what is fun? Talking about those 10 or 15 talking points that get whatever point you're trying to make across.
Yeah.
That's what's fun. That's what's entertaining. That's what gets people to watching. And so, like, think how much better things would be if, again, people actually explained the nuances of all this kind of stuff. And we actually got objective talk and dialogue and discussion about these things, especially from the people who are supposed to be smarter than us and understand this stuff.
Religiously. I was going to say, it's because I'm like, there has to, it's like you say, if it's a 2,000 page bill, at some point, why don't you break that down to say, like, all right, this is what we're getting. This is what, the, like you said, there, but I think that comes with a certain level of intelligence and patience of wanting to know the political process and not just political cheerleading, where it's like, hey, the Republican said this, or hey, the Democrat said that. So that's all we care about.
Yeah,
it is, and
so we don't talk about the nuances, or we don't agree on what the nuances are. Because for instance, that fucking tax bill, it makes no sense to me, because I'm like, wait a minute. So we lower taxes for all these corporations, right? So when the pandemic hit, I thought that since they got so much of their money back, they wouldn't come out hand and fist asking for more money or to be bailed out or to figure out how they're going to keep people employed. I thought that was the point of giving them their money back, was so that they could be on sound footing and be better organizations.
Which has always been like the Republican, you know, like one of their statues, like lower taxes, let the, you know, private sector and employment, let those things take care of themselves and not the government telling you the X, Y, and Z. But then when you look at it from a business standpoint, a business has no loyalty except to the shareholders. So they don't have to. So if you, once you give them those tax benefits or whatnot, there's no recouping that because you don't own the company. Once you give them the money, you're only assuming or under the auspice that they will do more hiring, that they will expand and do these things, but it's only for a profit. So...
And most of those companies, all they did was stock buybacks. That's it. Inflate the stock price so the CEO could make more money. And all the rest of us could be
fucked. Give money to corporations. You don't give money to rich people, because all they do is put that shit in their pocket. You give money to a corporation, they're going to put the money in their pocket. If you give that money to somebody who's middle class, poor, you know, blue collar, middle class, they're going to put that shit right back into the economy because they need that money. If I need to pay a bill, I'm going to pay a bill with that shit. I'm not going to put that money in my pocket. Then they're going to leave me up on the street. So money is always better spent giving it to the working class, because they're going to put that shit right back into the economy. That's just why when they talk about the loan forgiveness, I'm like, I don't see a downside to this. Like, I don't see a downside to this. If you like that money that people are spending on student loans would instantly go right back into the economy. You know what I'm saying? The people that you're forgiving loans for are the exact same people who are going to turn around and buy cars and houses and goods with that money that they now have. Like, it's
not
easy.
Necessarily, because the student loan forgiveness actually skews towards the more wealthy of us. That's the problem with it.
Okay. But even if you're more wealthy, most of us, even when we're doing well, are still beholden to a mortgage and a car. Like, I mean, for us, for you know, my house, we do pretty well, but Shante still got $75,000 in student loans. You don't think she'd want them shits to be gone? You don't think that would end up with us increased buying power and the amount of things that we would be able to do with that money?
But that's the problem, which is that, like, again, this was skewed towards richer people. Because remember, Harvard alumni be walking around with six figures of debt for a bachelor's degree in fine arts. And so, you know, why do they deserve loan forgiveness? You got a Harvard degree, so that means that you came from money and everything like that. See, that's the problem that you get when you start talking about forgiving student loan forgiveness. That does not mean that there is not a path forward for it, because if you just forgave a portion of it, it would actually benefit a lot of people.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're saying don't just chalk it up as an L, but like, let's say you say, all right, we're going to do half. Whatever you owe, whoever you are, everybody get a big slash. Because whenever you think about forgiveness, like, okay, where are you? Like, if you, like I say, if you're a Harvard grad and you making your money and making your payments on the regular, you're good. Now, But if you got your degree and, you know, you fall in on hard times, would it be a matter of like, all right, well, we need to take into account how much do you make per year? Because if you can go from half on down and say like, all right, everybody is half, but for y'all, for those that are in dire straits or whatnot, we can look at giving you some more off. Or like, is there a way to formula, you know, is there a formula for it that you can create?
Because Biden is talking about just getting rid of $10,000. I know that don't seem like very much, but I'll take that $10,000.
For everybody, shit, yes.
There's no one here who'd be like, nah, I don't want that shit. I hate it. I hate that. They're going to take the money.
Hey, I'll take it.
But if there are...
Somebody's like, yo, I got a check here for $2 from, you know, from this for utility. You'd be like, man, this funky ass $2, but I'm going to check. I'm going to still cash it, though. I'm going to still...
Oh, yeah, it's going to get used for something, goddamn.
Hey, yeah. I got a settlement from, like, who would I get this? Like, Lenovo for, like, some headphones that I bought, like, 20 years ago or something. And they was found to be bad or whatever. And they said, yo, if you sign this piece of paper, we'll send you a $3 check. Tell me I didn't sign that paper and got my $3 check.
I'm going to tell you something. I signed up for that Utz lawsuit. You know, Utz had a lawsuit. They used to say their stuff was all natural. They used to say that their chips were all natural when they weren't. I mean, it's a fucking potato chips. What were you expecting? Like, if you were expecting, you were in the wrong goddamn business. Like, you know, you need to be mad at yourself. I need to tweet you being stupid. Nah, I don't care anymore.
Listen, man. Hey, these was a game changer. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. They naturally did.
Them Utz, barbecue and Ruffles with some damn French onion dip. Woo! I fucked with them. Utz had a class action lawsuit, right? They were like, you can get $10 if you can per person. So I was like, I signed up, me and wifey. And I was like, yeah, we about to get this check. That was 2019. I ain't seen a check. Like, what the hell is my goddamn money?
$10. Bitch, you said $10. And here's what's fucked up. You already knew what you was going to spend it on when you got it. Like, if it's no man, I'll put this in the tank.
I'm about a whole tank on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my $10.
My favorite was one time Red Bull. I don't know what it happened, but Red Bull had a class action suit against them. And they were like, hey, if you sign this, you can get a free 4-pack of Red Bull. So I was like, oh, okay. I signed it up thinking like, I don't care. I signed it. Let's see what happens. About 6 or 8 months later, I got delivered a package. And I was like, what the fuck is this package from? Open up the package and it was a 4-pack of Red Bull. And it said, this is for the settlement of your claim. And I was like, oh, I don't even drink Red Bull like that, but okay, I'll take it.
I don't know. I'd be scared when shit, like, after a while, I'm like, is this poison or something? Like,
look, it looked legit. It was in a can.
I went for it.
All right. And anyway, yeah, tell the people peace, man.
Deuces.
All right, y'all. Peace. All right. Peace.